This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russian forces in northeastern Ukraine, already pushed near the Russian border, appear to be launching a new counteroffensive 3 months into the war. Authorities in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, said Thursday that Russian shelling had killed at least 7 civilians and wounded 17 others. Kharkiv's regional governor said it's too early to relax. Russian officials have not yet commented on the developments near Kharkiv. The National Rifle Association is going ahead with the opening of its annual convention later today in Houston, Texas, just days after a lone teenage gunman entered the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in Texas and killed 19 children and 2 teachers. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was scheduled to deliver an in-person address at the convention Friday, has pulled out of his appearance and will instead travel to Uvalde. Former President Donald Trump, however, is still scheduled to speak at the 3-day event of the gun rights lobbying group. Meanwhile, Texas law enforcement authorities are facing tough questions about their response and length of time it took them on Tuesday to storm the school to confront the 18-year-old gunman, Salvador Ramos. Officials say Ramos, a high school dropout, was in the elementary school for 40 minutes to an hour before police barged into the fourth grade classroom where he had killed 21 people. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McGraw on Wednesday defended the police response, saying the bottom line is law enforcement was there. They did engage immediately. They did contain Ramos in the classroom before killing him. The White House and said President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas Sunday to greet with the community. Via remote, this is VOA News. China and Russia vetoed on Thursday a U.S.-led push to impose more United Nations sanctions on North Korea over its renewed ballistic missile launches. The vote publicly split the U.N. Security Council for the first time since it started placing sanctions on Pyongyang in 2006. The remaining 13 council members all voted in favor of the U.S.-drafted resolution that proposed banning tobacco and oil exports to North Korea. It would also blacklist the Lazarus Hacking Group, which the United States says is tied to North Korea. The vote came a day after North Korea fired 3 missiles, including one thought to be its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, less than 12 hours after President Biden concluded his 6-day visit to the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken outlined the Biden administration's strategy to outcompete China in the next decade by investing in critical infrastructure, bolstering supply chain security, and working with allies. In a long-anticipated speech to an audience in Washington Thursday, Blinken said the U.S. intends to shape the strategic environment to ensure Beijing does not move the world away from the universal values that have helped shape the international order for the past 75 years. On Taiwan, Blinken said the U.S. opposes any unilateral changes to the status quo from either Beijing or Taipei. Washington also does not support Taiwan independence and expects cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means. The chief U.S. diplomat remarks followed President Biden's visit to Japan, where he said the U.S. would be willing to intervene militarily to defend Taiwan if China were to invade the island democracy. Biden later clarified there is no change to the U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan. Well, Japan will open its borders to foreign visitors in next month for the first time since imposing tight pandemic travel restrictions about 2 years ago, but only for package tours for now. The Minister of Transportation said that Japan, or rather Japan's minister, said Japan will allow the entry of people on tours with fixed schedules and guides beginning on June 10th. And a judge in Mexico has agreed to consider an injunction against plans by President Andres Manuel López Obrador to hire about 500 specialized doctors from Cuba. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.